This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
We're about to get the April jobs report, but investors are already depressed.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. In about a half an hour, we're going to get the most important economic indicator of the month, the April employment report from the Labor Department. It'll tell us how many jobs were created last month and what the new unemployment rate is. But commodities like oil and gold are already taking a tumble on concerns about the U.S. economy. Let's get more on the story now from Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer. She joins us live from Washington. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, Nancy, tell us why these commodities are dropping so fast.
Well, Jeremy, traders are getting jittery. They're afraid that the economic recovery is stalling out. They're selling commodities like cotton because they think people will be buying less. Oil prices have dropped because traders are worried that consumers will drive less. Plus, regulators in some fast-growing economies like China are trying to slow down their economies a bit so they don't overheat.
And I have to say, on the issue of oil prices dropping, Nancy, the first thing I want to know is when am I going to see that drop at the gas pump?
Exactly. I paid $3.98 the other day, but that probably sounds like a bargain to you.
That does.
Prices are not going to go down right away, Jeremy, unfortunately, because retailers have to work through the gas they bought when prices were higher. And also demand didn't fall much with the higher prices, so they don't have to lower prices quickly.
And Nancy, it seems all of this worry in the commodities markets are related in some way to the jobs report that we're about to get.
That's right. But also, we got some pretty soft economic news out this week. A couple of reports hinted that companies aren't hiring as much as we thought. I talked to Tom Kloza about this. He's the chief oil analyst at Opus.
Well, I think the worries are that high food and fuel prices were going to crimp economic growth, and that if you watched the business shows, you would think that this was the boom, boom 80s again. But I think on the ground, people realized that that was not the case.
And Jeremy, as you mentioned, we'll get those jobs numbers out in less than an hour, and we'll have more information at that point.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington. Well, economists love the monthly jobs report, but Marketplace's David Brancaccio says perhaps we should be paying attention to a different indicator. His Economy 4.0 series looks at how our new economy can better serve more people, and he joins us now. David, good morning.
Morning.
So your alternative index today is what?
Call it the toil index.
The toil index, like blood, sweat, and tears toil?
Yeah, the hustle, the hours of labor you have to put in each month just to cover the rent or the mortgage. It's the creation of a noted labor economist from Cornell University, Robert H. Frank.
And these are the hours you have to put in to cover the rent or the mortgage on what kind of house?
That's the key, Jeremy. Frank and his team figure it's reasonable that Joe average, Josephine average, want to at least buy or rent a typical house that's in a public school district of average quality. Frank, put it to me this way.
Okay, I'm the average earner, let's say, the 50th percentile family. It's got to be my goal to at least get my kids into an average quality school. I think we'd think ill of a parent who didn't have at least that high an aspiration.
Okay, but Frank finds that between the number of hours we have to toil away, the number of hours we work per month just to make the mortgage or the rent for the house in the school district of typical quality in a given area, has gone way up over the years. From 1950 to 1970, we had to work a little over 40 hours a month to get the house. It was kind of flat during that period. But since 1970, the number of hours has been going up, up, and up. By the year 2000, we were toiling away about 67 hours a month just for the house.
And why is that number going up so much?
Frank says it's about inequality, the widening gap between the wealthy and the rest. The wealthy push up house prices, the market follows, and wages are not really going up all that fast compared to the housing prices. And so just to have an okay place to live in an okay school district demands these longer hours of work.
Marketplace Economy 4.0 correspondent David Brancaccio, thanks so much.
Of course.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed right now in Europe and Asia. Bailed out insurance giant AIG says its first quarter profit fell 85%. AIG has become more dependent on its property and casualty insurance business, which has suffered because of all the recent natural disasters around the world. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow dropped 139 points to close at 12,584.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com. By MassMutual, offering business owners financial guidance for the long term. Information at MassMutual.com. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day. On the web at Manta.com.
Well, in Cuba, the coffee is about to get a little hard to swallow. The island is planning to start adding ground-roasted peas to its coffee mix as part of President Raul Castro's cost-cutting measures. The BBC's Michael Voss reports from Havana.
Cuba was once one of the world's leading coffee exporters, but last year's harvest on the state-owned farms was the lowest ever recorded. Today, most of the coffee drunk here is imported. The bitter-tasting pea mix was first introduced in the 1980s, and older Cubans like José Luis Alejo have fond memories of the blend.
I remember it perfectly, and it was acceptable. In fact, when a Cuban was offered pure coffee, many people didn't like it. We thought it tasted bad. The problem comes when you run out of peas and start using corn. It's happened before.
The mixed coffee only applies to the subsidized supplies which everyone receives with their monthly ration card. Until now, the whole family had a coffee ration, but as another cost-cutting measure, children under six will no longer be entitled to their daily fix. In Havana, I'm the BBC's Michael Voss for Marketplace.
And finally to Coffee Pure Seattle, where the tables have turned on the companies that make the Yellow Pages. Under a new city ordinance, the publishers of those annoying and enormous phone books that pile up on the porch can be fined up to $125 if they deliver books to people who have asked to be taken off the list. One city council member told the Seattle Times that 2 million Yellow Page books get recycled every year, at a cost of $350,000. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson on Twitter, at Jeremy Hobson, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The makers of Lay's potato chips have invented a new kind of salt. It's reportedly healthier and tastes the same as table salt. Why fix what nature already gave us?
That's what the consumers are increasingly asking for. One, I want healthier products. Two, I don't want to compromise on the taste.
I'm Tess Vigeland, having your chips and eating them too, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.